USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI, the NTSB, and several other federal agencies all working together to try to determine the cause of a helicopter crash in California yesterday that claimed the life of former Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant, as well as eight other people, including Bryant's 13-year-old daughter. Scottie Pippen discussing his friend Bryant this morning.
We watched him come out of high school as a very raw, charismatic player. And he developed into, in my eye, one of the greatest players that I've ever watched on a basketball court.
He was speaking on ABC's Good Morning America. President Trump's lawyers resumed their opening statements in the Senate impeachment trial today. They began presenting their case for the president during a brief Saturday session. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There are now five confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States. As the spread of the virus continues to grow around the world, U.S. health officials are trying to calm fears of a pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier of the CDC says Americans need to be prepared, but there is no reason to be alarmed at this time.
The U.S. has faced multiple pandemics before of varying degrees and severity. We need to be preparing as if this is a pandemic, but I continue to hope that it is not.
Dr. Messonnier says the CDC is hearing from clinicians all around the world.
We want people to have a high index of suspicion and to call if they have a patient that they're concerned about.
American officials say rockets hit the U.S. embassy in Baghdad on Sunday. They reportedly slammed into the embassy's dining area. No one was killed, one person injured. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg says President Trump's comments about traumatic brain injuries make his blood boil. Speaking to CBS on Sunday, the former Navy intelligence officer and mayor of South Bend, Indiana, weighed in on the injuries suffered by American service members in that Iranian missile attack in Iraq earlier this month. President Trump described the brain injuries as headaches, saying that they weren't very serious. Buttigieg says these kinds of injuries can be life-threatening and carry lifelong consequences. Billie Eilish is celebrating an historic sweep of the major categories at last night's 2020 Grammys, awarded in Los Angeles. The 18-year-old superstar took home the awards for Best New Artist, Best Pop Vocal Album, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and the top prize Album of the Year for her debut, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? She's now the youngest person to win Album of the Year, a record previously held by Taylor Swift. And tax filing season is officially here. The IRS expected to process over 150 million tax returns this year, and it will start accepting returns from individual taxpayers beginning today. Most taxpayers expecting refunds of about $2,500. Filing deadline, April 15th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.